our clients have different processing and learning. Some of our clients are going to be really good at visually watching you model an exercise and be able to do it. But when it starts to come to conversation and auditory input and things like that, they may need a different setup. They may need you to write on a whiteboard or send them some notes so that they can visually see it. So also thinking about that as far as, yes, you've got rapport with your clients, you're on the floor with them, you're having good conversations, but that doesn't mean that all of these other areas that we want to talk to them to really get the goals that they want, we're able to put that into that short time on the floor and have them be able to go home, remember it, and execute it.
Hi, I'm Scott Schutte.
And I'm Dr. Janine Steister.
Welcome to Becoming the Ultimate Coach with the Jock
and the Doc.
We are here to disrupt some of the current thinking around how the fitness industry approaches clients. Our goal is to educate and inspire fitness professionals to get the results, income, hours, and career that they want and deserve.
Our combined experience in education and psychology and fitness create a new insight on ways to become the ultimate coach.
Welcome to Becoming the Ultimate Coach. I'm the Jock. This is the Doc. And today we're going to talk about why your existing clients should add this new service. So if you've seen any of our past episodes, we talk a lot about adding this new service. We call it weight loss behavior coaching. It's setting up a separate time outside of training where you can get into clients' lives. Everything that they're doing outside the gym, making sure you're setting up their goals properly, making sure you're getting into big caloric offenders, we're getting into behavior change, we're making all these changes so they can actually see the results that they want. And so one question that we occasionally have from trainers when they're going through this of like, well, I'm already training this person on the floor, why can't we just have this conversation there? Well, there's a few reasons. Number one, when clients are working out, some of them are just trying to survive. Like they're out of breath, they're getting nauseous, they're just trying to figure out what exercises to go to, they don't want to look like a fool on the floor kind of deal. So like you having this in-depth conversation of like, let's get into like what your goals really are, it's just not going to be a great conversation. So having this separate space, like we have a room set up for this where we can have this one-on-one conversation, there's not a lot of people around, there's not a lot of distractions, they're not thinking about like what rep they're on, what set they're on, what exercise they're doing, what muscle they're working. So we have this dedicated time that we can really get into this. So that's the big one, just for them to remember and understand and get into the depth of like what they're really trying to accomplish, having that separate time. Another big one is, this is a service that very few coaches provide. And it's one most people actually need. Now there's an occasional person that comes to the gym and they just want to work out, they don't care about anything else, which is fine. We still take those clients. But there's some people that are like, I really am struggling to see the results that I want. And we need to have this separate time to talk to them so we can kind of break it down. And it's a way for you to stand out. It's a way that you can make more. It's a way that you can improve your hours. There's all these benefits to that. But the biggest thing is just having this dedicated time so you can really get into depth with your clients.
So a couple things I think about that too is that we've all been in a situation where we've seen multiple providers. Let's say we go to one doctor and then we also go to a physical therapist or we go here and then we maybe have our own coach and we have three different opinions about, I don't know, why that shoulder hurts or what movement to do that would be better, things like that. And it gets really hard to navigate. And all three might even be saying the same thing but have said it in different ways. And so you're trying to interpret like, is this the same thing that so-and-so said or what? Where I'm going with this is that you're already training your clients on the floor, or writing them great programs and things like that. You've already built a connection and a trust. You to be their guide for this next part, to think about all these other facets of their lives, is a natural connection and it makes that easier. That doesn't mean that there's not going to be some outsourcing for certain unique areas that they might have. But if you're sort of the person that helps guide this, organizes it for, coordinates, helps them prioritize, that's a natural connection as opposed to now I have to go find somebody else to also help me with this. And then to Scott's point about being on the floor while they're training or while they're working out, is it is a lot to process. And if any of us, so you get a new thermostat in your house. We've all dealt with thermostats. We know how to use them technically, but you can get a brand new one in your house and you're looking at the manual, you're trying to figure it out. You did it once, you go back to reset it, and now you have to look that up again because it's like, okay, this one's different. How does that go? And all of that is how we learn. It's our cognitive processes. It's that repetition that we need, and we need to be able to stop and think. So a lot of us need that one-on-one time to sit with somebody, have that conversation, and we may have to have it 2, 3, 4, 5 times for us to really be fluent in it and understand what we're being asked. So again, it's why sometimes people get frustrated, like, I keep telling them to drink more water, they're not drinking more water. If I can't get them to drink more water, how are they going to do anything else? A lot of times it's when we're rolling that out, how much detail we're giving, and how much support. And then just like the all of us, our clients have different processing and learning. Some of our clients are going to be really good at visually watching you model an exercise and be able to do it. But when it starts to come to conversation and auditory input and things like that, they may need a different setup. They may need you to write on a whiteboard or send them some notes so that they can visually see it. So also thinking about that as far as, yes, you've got rapport with your clients, you're on the floor with them, you're having good conversations, but that doesn't mean that all of these other areas that we want to talk to them to really get the goals that they want, we're able to put that into that short time on the floor and have them be able to go home, remember it, and execute it.
It's also important to remember what gets time and attention. They'll have more emphasis on what's important. So if they come to you and they're like, I want to lose weight, and you're like, great, we're going to work out 3 times a week, and you just work out 3 times a week, and that's all you do with them, like, they're going to think that the working out is going to be the thing that's going to help them lose that weight. And again, I love the workout side of it, but if you have that weight loss behavior coaching session as the first thing that they do when they come in, before their actual strength training session, and you're talking about, you know, clearly defining the goals, what are your big caloric offenders, and how do we make some adjustments to what you're doing, lifestyle-wise, diet-wise, supplement-wise, then they understand that is part of the process. Because what you don't want, and I saw this early as a coach, is like someone comes in for weight loss, you take them through the 3 times a week training, a month later, they weigh again, they haven't changed at all. They're a little bit stronger, so we try to find some validation for that. Their endurance is a little bit better, but you know, ultimately they come in to lose weight. And you know, now we're a month into it, and they're like, well, maybe this isn't what I'm looking for. And really, if you just added this extra service in here and you gave it a little bit more importance, they could be getting stronger, which is important. They could be improving their endurance, which is important, but they could also be losing the weight at the same time without doing these crazy extreme diets. So that's why it's super important to have this time to dedicate to them. I also like to use the analogy of like when people want to improve their flexibility, and this is so standard where your typical male, they'll strength train for an hour and they'll do about 30 to seconds to 60 seconds of flexibility work at the end. That's not going to make any change in your overall flexibility, but that's kind of the standard. So you're giving, you know, 60 minutes to one thing and you're giving 60 seconds to the other, which one's going to improve? So we need to give the time and space to go over these things so that the client understands this is what it takes to actually have that change. That's why it's so important.
Well, and it also allows you to catch, so one of the things that's always interesting to me sometimes is that I see you've got clients that have a hard workout with you, and then it becomes an excuse or a justification for, oh, I need to eat a lot of more carbs after my workout, or I need to put in more of this or that. And what's happening is you're saying like, hey, if we work out, you know, these 3, 5 times a week, this will really help you lose weight. That's great if, and, or, but there's not these other facets in there. And then on top of that, if like, gosh, I'm getting all these hard workouts in, it's that justification or that misunderstanding of what do post-workout carbs look like and what shouldn't they look like and how much and things like that. And it's really hard to catch some of those nuances, misunderstandings that they might have, or on the floor you're working with them, you're like, hey, you know, try to just increase your protein a little bit. They got that part. And now we've got protein bites that we're having, which are high fat, high carb, tend to food, and maybe not supporting that need that we really wanted. So it's also really just that time to go through all of those and the misperceptions and understandings that they have.
The other beauty of this service too is it doesn't have to be in person. So sometimes like your schedule's packed, you got client back to back to back. You're like, okay, well, you know, I have this space on Tuesday, I'll just give you a call and we'll go over the stuff there. Or, you know, hopefully we don't have any more shutdowns or anything like that. But like during the COVID, when people are working at home, like this is even more important to address these things because people are home and they're stressed and they're drinking more and putting on more weight. Of like, if we can address this part of it, along with keeping them doing some sort of movement, like it's going to help them overall. So it's super important to add this or get someone on your team or get someone in your area to address this with your clients, because if they want to actually see these big lifestyle weight loss changes, it needs to be addressed. So that's all we have for today. Thanks.